Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Trisha, Eric, and now I see the lovely Kathleen. And wow, you look lovely,
she
by the way.
Is.
What do you
She's
have there?
Always beautiful.
You have a scarf. Oh, let's do a fashion show. That's
right. Oh, and that's Burberry.
Oh, it's a leg. I thought.
Keep it on.
It was.
Meerkat.
It was the boots. The boots.
The boots.
I love those boots. Those are really nice.
Boots.
Yeah, those are good. So very nicely. Thank you so much. Okay, this song takes us into the force.
Yes, the force.
The force be with you or something.
You can always trust the force, but always buckle up.
That's right. That's what they've got on the signs. It's so funny.
And... Oh, you're
well, let me tell you
the music,
and then you can tell me. Yeah, R2-D2, we wish you a Merry Christmas from Star Wars. Not from Star Wars, but from the Star Wars Christmas album, Christmas in the Stars. Of course, this is actually John Bon Jovi's very first recorded song.
It is.
Yes, really? And I'm not kidding.
John Bon Jovi, his first one was singing with R2-D2?
Yep.
How do you even know that?
What a cool trivia question.
Yeah, you would know that. That's a good trivia question.
That is. I love it.
Hey, all you homeschoolers, this hour is brought to you by...
Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. All your auto needs there. He's just a fantastic accountant. Why did I say accountant?
No, auto mechanic.
Because you heard the beeping and you thought that R2-D2
was counting.
Oh,
yeah, it was talking. It was programming my mind.
Yeah.
Go to Alexander's.
Wow.
All right.
Subliminal. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. Mm. Now, before we review the movie, I just want to mention that I did get to see the movie on Tuesday. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that now because there were like 25 rules. Oh. Seeing this movie was the most guarded thing that I've ever attended on a professional basis. Absolutely amazing. I'm surprised I didn't have to give blood.
So, are you sure you didn't?
I have no idea. They might have had something in the seat.
I was going to say, back, with all the high-tech stuff, you never know.
And the thing is, it's just a movie. Come on, people.
Well,
I know.
Well,
to some people, they said that it changed their life.
Exactly. And
really?
You have to realize this movie was so anticipated and marketed so well.
Right.
Oh,
and
my gosh. People that never even saw the original Star Wars... They hyped this and promoted it so well that they were even just on fire about it and opened in more theaters than any other premiere.
And that's something I wanted to mention, that the movie right now, it's made like $125 million opening day. That's the highest opening day ever. It's on track to beat Jurassic World, which with the $208 or $209 million opening weekend, it's probably going to make $225 plus million this weekend. I do want to mention that Jurassic World sold out nonstop. Now, Star Wars is selling out nonstop as well, but it's also playing in more theaters than Jurassic World, and it's pretty much playing around the clock. I mean, you can go at 2 o'clock in the morning, many theaters. You can go at 4 o'clock in the morning and see Star Wars. That wasn't possible with Jurassic World. So obviously, it's going to make more money because they're playing it more often.
But that's the idea behind the marketing, you know?
Right. Yeah. So good marketing there. All right. So Harrison Ford reprises his role, and by the way, no spoilers. Okay, Dave, no spoilers.
No spoilers.
Harrison Ford, because I was threatened that I'd get kicked out of the society and everything
that.
Really? Yeah. Again, big. This is big.
Now, wait a minute. I thought it was only spoilers before the movie came out. It's spoilers,
No spoilers, period. Yes.
Okay.
If you're official reviewing press, you've got to be on your best behavior. Harrison Ford reprises his role as Han Solo, who, accompanied by allies old and new, faces a new threat from the evil Kylo Ren, played by Adam Driver, and his army of stormtroopers. Carrie Fisher is among the other returning actors, while newcomers include John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, who's attractive except for the fact that she sometimes looks like Keira Knightley, Oscar Isaac, and Domhnall Gleeson.
Mm. Oh.
So, Dave, I have never been a Star Wars fan. I know you've seen the movie as well. At a normal screening with the legions of
people.
Star Warholics or whatever you
They were all like holics. Call them. They were war mongers.
Yeah. Did you wait in line a long time to see this?
No, what I did is some of the AMC have the assigned seating.
Oh, there you go.
So I did that about maybe a week ago.
See, that's very smart.
You know who else has assigned seating?
No.
Yeah. The New Harkins Theater at Camelview.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be talking about that. They're the only ones playing youth, but it's
so
that's a good
Star
point.
Wars. Do you want me to go ahead? Do you want to?
I'm going to go ahead and start because I you know what? I've never been a Star Wars fan.
I'm sorry.
I've still not a Star Wars fan. I'm giving Star Wars a thumbs up. It's entertaining, but it is a very mild thumbs up. It could very easily went the other way. It is the same movie, I think, as we've seen. It's basically a mirror of the first movie in an alternate universe. All I'm going to say without spoiling anything. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, mild thumbs up. Not a great movie, in my opinion. Not worth all the hype. If it wasn't for all the hype, I might have liked it a little bit more. But, you know, I was thinking, okay, well, this is really going to blow me away. It didn't. You know what? I would rather watch Jurassic World a million times before watching Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens, a second time.
Wow.
Dave?
Wow.
Well, that is interesting, I will say. I would actually agree with you.
Really? Okay.
I realized
it's
while I was watching,
Christmas.
I was never a Star Wars fan. I couldn't remember if I was or not.
And you like Star Trek better.
I love Star Trek way better. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, J.J. Abrams directed the last couple Star Treks, and now he's moved over to this.
And it's very cartoonish to me, this type of movie. And I actually sort of dozed on and off the first part. The second part, It was pretty good. I thought Harrison Ford looked great, quite honestly.
Yeah, he does a good job.
Yeah, he did great. And the girl, you know, the acting
Daisy,
was...
Daisy, whatever her name was.
The main other guy, I forgot his name. He was very
Chewbacca,
good.
The one that's real hairy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we love Chewbacca.
Oh, no, not the other one.
He hasn't aged a day.
I know, exactly.
The one that liked the girl.
John Boyega.
Yeah, he was very good.
He did a good job.
But I just...
Domhnall Gleeson from Brooklyn.
I mean, I'll give
we'll
it a thumbs
later.
Up, but there's no way this could be the greatest movie of all time, or it shouldn't even be the most sales of all time. I mean, there's much greater movies.
There is.
But it's entertaining. You're right.
It gets a job.
Fun. It's not necessarily profound.
Some people think it is. The one guy, and I'm not kidding. The one guy walked out of the theater, and I saw him on the news. Uh-huh. He says, it changed my life. And they said, is that a good thing or a bad thing? He goes, oh, definitely a good thing. My life is forever changed. And I'm thinking, you know what? I love Jurassic World, but it didn't change my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody has their own way of you know, showing how thrilled they are with something. I think the original trilogy of Star Wars, okay, I loved it. I really did. I have been looking forward to seeing this Star Wars.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy the prequels.
Okay. You didn't like Jar Jar? I know.
Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah.
I actually like Jar Jar Binks.
I thought he was okay. Yeah,
I thought he was kind of cute and funny. Yeah. But you know, it just, to me, it lost some of the creativity and everything. I think hearkening back to the roots, back to the original Star Wars, gives even a casual fan like me a thrill. I'm excited to see the return of my people. It's nostalgia. And so I'm excited to see where they're going with it. They did market the heck out of it, which I'm very impressed by the marketing that they've done. It was very smart marketing. I'm dying to see it so that I will know what the big deal was about whatever was out there that showed a shirt or something that Luke Skywalker was wearing that gave a hint to something. So I don't even know what that was. I don't know because I haven't seen the movie yet. But I'm still looking forward to seeing it. I was not so crazed that I had to buy opening day tickets. I mean, my schedule wouldn't allow it either, but I still love the franchise and I love Disney, and I think that I'm glad that it's doing well. But I got a kids' meal at Subway in a Star Wars bag with a Star Wars light stick lightsaber.
Campbell's soup and a Star Wars label.
Yep, and then I got at a gas station when I was coming here last weekend at a gas station where I pulled over in Yuma.
You grabbed the nozzle and it was R2-D2's hand.
I wish. I love R2-D2. R2-D2 and C-3PO are my favorite bots.
BB-8. You haven't seen BB-8 yet. BB-8's my new favorite.
Is BB-8 the one that looks a little bit like R2-D2?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen. Smaller. Yeah. It's cute, but I still okay. like. I'm sorry. I like the original because they were my favorite back in the day.
There you go.
And so, anyway,
excellent.
Yes,
excellent.
I'm excited to look forward to it.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about it more. So after you do get a chance to see it, after the legions of fans allow you to buy a ticket, we'll return to this discussion. But of course, C-3PO also sings and teaches R2-D2 a little bit of Sleigh Ride, how to sing Star Wars, Christmas in the Stars, Sleigh Ride, bringing us into our break.
Sleigh Ride. I remember Sleigh Ride. Do you have you ever had a Sleigh Ride?
No. Well, not in the snow.
How about a hayride?
Is that code?
That is a code. Sleigh Ride, hayride. And May.
Roll
right.
in the hay. You
and exactly. Roll in the hay rice.
No. Well, we'll be back with our reviews of The Danish Girl, Extraction, and Youth.
And this is Laser Breakthrough nice Entertainment Live, that. 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back. Beep, 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 beep.
That's a good start, but try putting the notes where they belong. Again. Good, that's much better. But never give up till you know that you're singing a perfect song.
We know that you can do it, that you get through it, R2.